Title, Chop in Ableton Live 12, Shape It for Timeless Roller Momentum for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build that timeless jungle roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, the kind that already feels like it's moving forward before the bass even shows up. This lesson isn't about slicing a break just to make variations. You already know how to slice. This is about chopping with intention, so your groove has a spine, propulsion, and a story. Here's the target, a 16-bar roller built from one classic break. Amen, think, funky drummer, whatever you've got. By the end, you'll have a clean kick and snare anchor. Hats and ghosts that pull the groove forward, micro-timing that feels old-school instead of stiff, controlled chaos with parallel grit, and arrangement movement so it breathes across 16 bars. Step 0. Session Setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle-friendly pocket. 165 to 172 BPM. Around 170 is the sweet spot for that rolling but not rushed feel. Leave global groove off for now. We're going to earn the swing later, not slab it on early and hope it fixes everything. And get comfortable switching grid between 16ths and 30 seconds. Jungle momentum lives in those tiny subdivisions. Now step 1. Choose and prep the break. The chop ready stage. Drag your break onto an audio track. Open clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, you've got a choice with consequences. Complex Pro will preserve the overall break, more polite, less crunchy. Beats mode keeps the raw transient edge and that classic bite. If you pick beats mode, set preserve to transients, and set the transient loop mode to forward. That'll keep it punchy and stop it from smearing in a way that kills the crispness. Before you do anything else, gain stage. Aim for the break peaking around -12 to -8 dB before processing. If you start too hot, every saturation or compressor decision gets weird fast, especially with cymbals. Quick cleanup if the break is messy down low. Slap an EQ8 on that track. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz, fairly steep. And if it's boxy, dip a couple dB around 250 to 400 Hz. Don't over-EQ. You're not trying to sterilize the break, just make it behave. Now step 2. Slice to a drum rack, but with control. You can do the classic fast method, right-click the break. Slice to new MIDI track, slice by transient. That works. It's quick and totally valid. But for rollers, the more advanced method is thinking like a drummer and like an engineer at the same time. Instead of treating the break as one loop, treat it like a kit with personality. Here's the mindset, energy lanes. Lane 1 is the backbone, kick and main snare. That's stability. Lane 2 is propulsion. Hats and ghost notes. That's forward motion. Lane 3 is drama, fills, reverses, one-off edits. That's narrative. If lane 2 is weak, you'll start over-editing lane 3, and the loop still won't roll, so we're going to build in that order. Step 3. Build the anchor. Kick and snare as the spine. Go into your sliced rack and find your best snare transient. You want crack plus body. Not just a click. Not just a thud. Then find the most consistent kick. It can be the break kick, but you want one that doesn't randomly change weight every hit. Make a MIDI clip. Start with 2 bars first. 2 bars forces you to create a real loop that has conversation, not just a 1-bar march. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep that stable. This is non-negotiable if you want that classic roller confidence. Now kicks. Start simple. Put one on beat 1. Add a second kick either on the end of 2, or slightly before 3, depending on what your break naturally suggests. The exact spot matters less than this rule. Your snare stays the lighthouse. Your kick can dance, but it can't confuse where 2 and 4 are. Velocity shaping is critical here. Old school rollers feel confident because the backbone hits like it means it. Snare mains around 110 to 127. Kick mains around 95 to 120. Don't randomize these. Consistency is part of the vibe. Now add drum bus on the drum rack, or at least on a kick and snare group. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15% to taste. Crunch around 5 to 20 if you need some edge. Transient up a bit. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20, to get that snap back after slicing. Boom is optional and dangerous on breaks. If you use it, do it carefully, and listen to whether it's stepping on where your bass will live. At this point, mute everything except kick and main snare and ask, does this already feel like a record? If it feels flimsy, don't move on. Fix the source slices, tighten velocities, and make sure your snare is the right one. Step 4. Build the roller engine. Ghosts and hats that pull forward. First, ghost snares. This is the secret sauce, but only if you keep it subtle. Put quiet snare hits around the main snare. Think of them like breath and footsteps, not accents. A really classic move is placing a ghost just before the snare as a pickup, and sometimes a tiny one after the snare to create bounce. Velocity range, roughly 20 to 55. And here's the rule I want you to remember. Ghost notes should be felt more than heard. If you notice them as snare hits, they're too loud. Now hats. Use hats from the break if you can. That keeps the human DNA. Pick 2 to 4 hat slices you like, not 20. 2 to 4. Start with straight 8th note hats to establish motion. Then add intermittent 16th bursts for little surges of energy. The best rollers don't feel busy all the time. They feel like they accelerate and relax. Try a velocity map like this. Downbeats around 70 to 90, offbeats around 80 to 105, and fast 16th hats kept airy, like 35 to 70. That keeps the texture moving without turning the top end into a wall of noise. Now the advanced part. Push and pull micro-timing. This is where you stop sounding grid modern and start sounding like you're channeling that old-school feel. Keep groove off for now. We're going to do micro-timing rules first. Pick two rules and stick to them. Micro-timing consistency beats micro-timing quantity. Rule A. Hats sit a little late. Something like plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Rule B. Ghost notes sit a little early. Something like minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. Main snare stays on grid, or barely late, like 0 to plus 5 milliseconds for weight. But don't let it drift. If your 2 and 4 aren't stable, it won't roll. Period. How you do it in Ableton. You can manually nudge notes, which is often the most musical if you're disciplined. Or you can use a clean workflow with note delay. My favorite clean approach. Separate your lanes into separate MIDI tracks. One track is kick and main snare only. One track is hats only. One track is ghosts and fills only. Then you can drop note delay on the hats track and set it to, say, plus 9 or plus 10 milliseconds. And on the ghost track, set note delay to minus 6 milliseconds. Now listen. You should feel urgency pulling into the snare and a laid-back shimmer on top, while the backbone stays locked. That's roller momentum. Quick coach tip here. Pick one signature imperfection. Old-school rollers often have a recurring slightly imperfect element. Maybe one hat is a hair late every bar. Maybe one ghost is a tiny bit louder on bar 4. Make it intentional so it reads as character, not sloppiness. Next, clip envelopes and slice polish. This is where you fix chop feel without changing the whole pattern. If a slice has the right tone but the hit feels wrong, don't immediately replace it. Go to the slice and simpler, or the audio clip if you're working in audio. Adjust start offset slightly later to remove a pre-transient flam. Add a tiny fade in, like half a millisecond to 3 milliseconds, to remove clicks without dulling the transient. And if something has that papery ring after the hit, use a quick volume envelope dip right after the transient. You keep the snap, but lose the cardboard. Now step 5. Glue the chop so it behaves in a mix, without killing life. Break chops are chaotic by nature. You want controlled chaos. We're going to do a classic jungle method. Parallel smash. Create a return track called something like Parasmash. On it, add a compressor or glue compressor. Ratio anywhere from 4 to 1 up to 10 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so you don't completely erase transients. Release on auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. And yeah, go heavy. Aim for 10 to 20 dB of gain reduction. This is the crushed, steady filler layer. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode is great. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 Hz so your parallel doesn't muddy the low end. If you want that hat spray, a small boost somewhere in the 3 to 7kHz region can help. But be careful. Now send your chop drums to this return subtly. Start around minus 20 dB send and bring it up until it fills the gaps. The main hits should still feel punchy and dynamic. The parallel is there to make the groove feel continuous and loud, like it's glued to the floor. If your cymbals start getting harsh, tame them before they hit the parallel. Put an EQ8 just on the hat chains in your rack. A gentle dip in the 6 to 10kHz area can save you from fatigue. You can also use auto filter subtly to dull only the hardest hits. Step 6. Old school swing. Applied after the backbone is stable. Now open the groove pool. Try an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 57, but start subtle. Apply groove to hats and ghosts. Not your main kick and snare, unless you're intentionally going off kilter. The backbone is your anchor, and the swing is your clothing. Don't twist the skeleton. Groove settings to start. Timing around 10 to 30%. Velocity maybe 0 to 20%, but careful because brake slices already have baked in dynamics. Random 0 to 10%, tiny humanization only. And if you love it, You can commit groove so it's consistent and you're not relying on a live groove calculation. Totally optional, but it can help you print the feel. Step 7. Arrangement. Make it evolve across 16 bars. A timeless roller isn't a two-bar loop repeated 8 times. It breathes. It tells a DJ-friendly story. Here's a simple density plan. Bars 1 to 4. Foundation. Lighter hats. Fewer ghosts. Let the listener lock in. Bars 5 to 8. Add extra 16th hat bursts and one small fill. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce one new chop, like swapping one or two slices, and bring the parallel send up slightly. Not a whole new beat. A texture refresh. Bars 13 to 16. Pre-drop tension. Remove the kick for half a bar, or pull out mid-hats for a vacuum. Then cue the listener with a snare rush or a short burst right before the phrase turns. Fill techniques that work without sounding like a gimmick. One beat stutter. Last beat of bar 8 or 16. Repeat a snare slice in 16ths. Keep it tight. Reverse cymbal. Take a crash slice. Reverse it. Fade it in, and place it before the phrase change. Tape stop illusion. Quick pitch automation or shifter dip down. Then cut. Use it sparingly, like punctuation. Another strong transition trick. Filtered break preview.